Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Why don't we get to the highlights here? Because the team is still on the field. It might be a while before they make their way into the locker room and we get to hear from Coach Fitz. So we'll go to the highlights right now. We'll pick it up in the early in the game in the first half. First of all, the opening series, the Cornhuskers would score on a 32-yard pass from Texas transfer quarterback Casey Thompson to wide receiver Isaiah Garcia Castaneda. With 12:41 to go into the first quarter, Nebraska jumped out to a 7-0 lead. The Cats took the ensuing kickoff, drove from their own 25 to the Nebraska 46, but ended up punting the ball, and their new punter, Luke Akers, placed one inside the 5-yard line. It was down by the Wildcats at the 1. Nebraska then went 3 and out. The Cats get the ball back on a short field, and Adam Stage booted a 35-yard field goal, and the Wildcats were on the board trailing 7-3. It would become 14-3 early in the second quarter when Thompson took it in from a yard out, a second chance on third and goal after a penalty on the Wildcats. But the Wildcats would answer quickly. Took them just 61 seconds to get themselves back on the board. First down at the Nebraska 41. And faking the give is Helinski. Throwing wide open. Nyro's got it. 5. Touchdown! Raymond Nyro all alone. 41 yards. And the Wildcats answer back. The Cornhusker touchdown. And the extra point would make this a 4-point game. It did. 14-10. The score there. Cats would then recover. Nebraska fumbled. Garcia Castaneda lost the ball, and linebacker Grayson Metz recovered at the Northwestern 11. Nothing came of that, but later in the second quarter, the Cats marched it down the field, 82 yards. Final 6 through the air. Stacked 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Helinski to throw. Now going to the end zone for Navarro. Touchdown! Danny Navarro! Reaching high for that ball, climbed the ladder. Second touchdown pass today for Ryan Helinski. And the Wildcats take the lead with 25.6 to go here in the first half. Nebraska hustled into long field goal range, but Brendan Frankie, their long distance kicker, missed from 56 on the final play of the half. And at halftime, the Cats led it 17-14, and they got the ball first in the third quarter, but couldn't do anything with it. Punted to Nebraska. The Cornhuskers faced third down, and Casey Thompson, the quarterback, being hounded, being pressured, giving ground, and then threw a long pass. Just was able to buy some time, and Garcia Castaneda broke open for a 59-yard gain down on the Northwestern 19. Then a sack by Ryan Thompson of the Wildcats set up third down and 16 at the Northwestern 24, but a pass interference penalty gave the Cornhuskers a fresh set of downs, and Anthony Grant would score from 3 yards out to put Nebraska back in front 21-17. Nebraska then would score again after Cam Porter fumbled the Wildcats' only turnover to the game and was recovered at the Northwestern 46. 2 plays later, Grant scored from 46 yards out, and that made it 28-17 Nebraska. But the Cats answered right back. Nebraska tried an onside kick. Andrew Clare, the Wildcats, alertly pounced on the ball. Cats had it at the Nebraska 41-yard line, and 4 plays later, Porter took it in from 3 yards out. It was 28-24 Nebraska. And that was the score at the end of 3. Early in the fourth quarter, Stage missed a 36-yard field goal try, and so the Cornhuskers still led it by 4 points. Well, we left you in the fourth quarter of the Wildcats trailing 28-24. Early in the fourth, Adam Stage missed a 36-yard field goal attempt wide right. But the Cats would get a big play from their defense to help turn the game back in their favor. At the Northwestern 42, and Thompson looks to throw. He's got time. Over the middle. Intercepted. Cam Mitchell the other way to the 45. To midfield. On his feet. Far side. Inside the 45. Down to the Nebraska 42-yard line. The last pass was almost picked. This one was. The second takeaway by the Wildcat defense. The first interception. And the Cats are in business in Nebraska territory at the 42-yard line of the Cornhuskers. Their first two plays from the 42 went nowhere. They faced third down and 10, and Helinski hooked up with Evan Hull, who reached for the first down marker and picked up 11 yards, just enough for the first down. And then Hull would carry for 10 yards. He would carry for 17 yards down to the Nebraska 4-yard line. First down, goal to go. Here's Hull again. Hull eludes a defender, walks into the end zone for the touchdown. Evan Hull, a 4-yard touchdown run. And the Wildcats go back in front with 11:34 to go in the game. That was a lot of time remaining. The extra point made it 31-28 in favor of the Cats, but they had to weather the storm from there. Nebraska, on their ensuing possession, went nowhere, thanks in part to a third down sack by Coco Osma of the Cats that forced a punt. Cats went three and out. Nebraska got it back. They went three and out. Pinned the Wildcats back on their own 6-yard line, where Cats were able to run some time off the clock before they punted the ball. And Nebraska had one last possession, one last chance, no timeouts left, and this was their final gasp. Here is Palmer motioning right, three receivers to that side. Thompson looking to the right, quick throw through the hands of the receiver and intercepted by the Wildcats, Xavier Mueller. Xavier Mueller comes up with a pick on the deflection, and the Wildcats are going to leave Dublin, Ireland, 1-0. And indeed they will, but not until Monday. 31-28, the final score here tonight.